Florida A&M University is slowly beginning to move past the death of school band drum major Robert Champion. He died last November after being beaten in a hazing ritual. The school has weathered criticism that it hadn't done enough to prevent Champion's death, but in the months since, it has revised its policies and put new restrictions on campus clubs and organizations. And students like Gregory George say they want to move on.
The incident that happened in last November was wrong, and that this is not what our university stands for. That shouldn't be, I guess, the label that we have. And that students are ready to move past it and blaze a new trail for Rattlers this year. So,
during a town hall meeting on hazing Thursday, FAMU alumnus and event moderator James Bland addressed what many FAMU stakeholders have been feeling, that the school has been branded with a scarlet H for hazing.
I felt that the totality of what FAMU represented was being distorted by outsiders who had taken it upon themselves to tell the FAMU story.
FAMU is now being criticized for the way it responded to a wrongful death lawsuit filed by Champion's family. In that response, the school says that Champion had a choice of whether to participate in the hazing ritual that led to his death and that the school itself is not responsible. As FAMU held its town hall meeting, Florida Congresswoman Frederica Wilson unveiled legislation in Washington, D.C. aimed at cracking down on hazing at the federal level. Wilson's bill would ban federal financial aid for students convicted of hazing and deny federal transportation funds to states that don't enact anti-hazing laws. She says, according to statistics, there's been one hazing-related death a year on college campuses since 1970.
It just so happens that the Champions have called attention to their case, but so many other children have been murdered, assaulted on college campuses, and it has not caught the attention of the national media.
Florida has one of the strictest anti-hazing laws in the country, which makes hazing resulting in serious bodily harm or death a third-degree felony, which carries a penalty of up to 5 years in prison. As Wilson unveiled her proposal, she was joined by Robert Champion's parents and the relatives of a 19-year-old Tampa native who allegedly died while trying to pledge a fraternity at a North Carolina university. In recent weeks, a liberal arts college in western New York canceled its women's volleyball season because of hazing allegations. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.